Welcome to Windy Wednesday.
looking for Jamaica.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, owner of Mint Mobile. It's the holidays and the big wireless companies are busy spending billions on advertising. At Mint, we're not into wasting money, so we bought this spiffy stock footage for $500. Our footage also came with another hand, so we can let you know if you switch to Mint, you'll get 3 months free on all of our plans, even unlimited. Feels like that deserves an exclamation point. Whoa, easy.
pressure. I need you to be synchronized to meet the pressure. I need you to be centralized to meet the pressure.
Together.
I need you to be synchronized to meet the pressure.
Together,
lead
some of my years, I guess I shed it some tears. Told myself time and time again, this time I'm gonna win. But another fight, things ain't right, I'm losing again. Take a fool and lose twice, start all over again. Think I better let it go. Another love TKO. Oh, think I better let it go. What you think about it, girl? Oh yeah. Try to take control of the love, love took control of me. Cause I lose all thoughts, sense of time. Of a two-time loser, trying to hold on, think it's gone. It's just another sad song. I think I better let it go. What you say about it? Looks like another love TKO.
I was 9 years old. Woke up and daddy was gone. I started hustling and they couldn't tell me nothing. Running in the hood trying to be somebody. My soul was on empty. I was searching for something. Tried to be good. Tried to keep from trouble. Living too fast. Trying to make good on a hustle. Sometimes it get rough.
Coming from where I'm from,
I've got hard.
Coming from where I'm from.
Thank you. get it right this time. Gonna try to make love shine. Everybody gets the chance someday. You just take it when the moment comes along. There's nothing you can say. There's nothing you can do when you find the eyes of love are set on you.
Hold tight. If you wanna make this be a mistake, hold tight. Hold tight. Don't let this moment fade away. Hold tight.
Everybody got to let us through. Got a dream to catch tonight, it might come true.
Circle K is home to the ice-cold Polar Pop. It's made of polar foam, so it stays cold longer. And you can get any size cup for just 89 cents every day. Just 89 cents. So stop by Circle K today and grab an ice-cold 89-cent Polar Pop. It stays cold longer. Only at Circle K.
Pour it in the Polar Pop.
Tyler.
What the f-
just got done.
What? Dad?
Tom.
Bomber muffin!
Just got fired.
What happened?
Showed them my new plans. She said they were absurd.
Ah!
I'm like,
you're absurd, you stupid bitch!
She fired me for no reason.
And Dick.
Tattoo chick, put it there.
It says contaminated.
Holy.
Are you aware that every girl in this town hates you?
Yep, but they all love me once, Tyler.
Not more than once, actually.
Look, you guys gotta come check it out.
Aspen's infested with cougars.
Rich, hot, horny, older women.
Let's go to Aspen.
Yeah.
Welcome to Cougar Town, boys.
Woo-hoo! Oh my God, it's real!
there's like a whole pack of them right there.
No, it's not a pack. It's a fry.
This is like an adult theme park for guys to meet hot older women.
You guys want to get out of here maybe and party? Huh?
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
I'm going to rock your world.
Oh, you bring lunch?
For the Cougars.
Dude.
Really?
How's it hanging?
No.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
No! Sugar!
Cougar hunting.
Oh my God!
No cougars were harmed in the making of this movie.
What's going down? I just wanna dance with you. Down my
where you just felt like, you know, you was like a sun in the moon.
Yeah, I do.
Me too. I will be growing like the sun. I will be shining like the moon. Growing like the sun. I'll be growing like the moon. I will be glowing like the stars. I will shine like the sun every time in the stars. Yeah, like I said, like the moon. And I'll be shining like the sun. I will be glowing like the moon. And I'll keep shining like the sun. Yeah, Mr. 239 up in the building. Me, y'all should be claiming me as the one that was born a fall infant. So that means I continue to know how to bring the heat when I bring it to shit. Call it the galactic type of system type of flow. Man, I'm going across the whole galaxy, a lot of places where a lot of people don't go. I bet you a whole bunch of people wonder why I still be going with that flow the way I be doing it. That's the way I represent everything, keep them everybody jumping. Everybody been bumping. Listen to the sound that Mr. 239 been representing, always up to something. Y'all know how I keep on going. Man, I got so many visions that caught with question marks in boxes. A lot of people trying to figure out what's my next step and why that roof should be growing like the moon. And keep shining like the sun. Yeah, like I said, glowing. Yeah, Mr. 239, man, I keep on glowing. Yeah, I've been chosen by a lot of people out there trying to figure out what was the situation I've been toting. What I've been spitting, a whole bunch of folk in me language. Well, a lot of people thought that they could stop the way I represent, man. I put my whole autobiography in 2004 in a CDR. Man, like the sun, Mr. 239 always used to run the streets in the AM. That's the reason why I go by the AM fleet. Yeah, AM fleet in the building and it's science. For y'all wanna pick out the theory, thinking y'all can stop the way that Mr. 239 represent. Can you people hear me? The way I represent, got everybody feeling like they try to eclipse me in the dark, try to push me back and make me feel like I had no way to come back and be ready to react, ready to attack. Y'all know me, yeah, Mr. USCCA in the building. Why y'all be acting like y'all don't understand, man? Check it, if you try to come at me with some nonsense, man, I take my rappers and the competition. I like the competition, like I said, knowing like the moon. I'll be shining like the sun. I will be glowing like the moon. And shining like the sun. I will be glowing like the moon. And I'll keep shining like the sun. I will be glowing like the moon. How I represent atomic. Why a lot of people be trying to figure out, man, why I be spitting that briefcase flow. Man, I am super entrepreneur, yo. So all you dudes out there don't understand the way I represent. Mr. 239 got a briefcase inside of his dome. So when it's time for me to go through, man, from section to section, I got the key, I bust open the combination. Atomic City like John Johnson, man. And that's science, you feel me? Turn it up. Wham, doom.
Hey man, they're going to Bojo Neat regulars right there. What you talking about, man? That's one of Bojo Neat regulars right there, man. Who?
On 27th Avenue.
She going to his house right now.
Yeah, right there.
Oh, I see you.
Hey, man, yeah. Help you here, champ.
I see you, man. Yeah, I see you. Yo, I met her through a friend by the name of Lee that was from West Virginia at that time of 2014. She came in my house, first knocked at the door. He was like, yeah, this is my friend, Miss Cassie. I was like, yo, Miss Cassie, who is that? He was like, just a friend. And I was like, okay. He was like, well, I think you need to meet her. So as she knocked on the door with her friend, and she came in, I didn't pay attention to her eyes, but at the same time I was analyzing in my mind which one could she be. I seen one that was heavy set, and then I seen one was slim. I was like, man, I hope it ain't that heavy set one, cause man, I ain't trying to be dealing with no big chick skin, all that nonsense they be dealing with. But anyway, approached my desk, she grabbed a microphone, voice box, and she started singing. Breath, but I didn't pay attention to it at all. So I was like, well, I put my hat down and covered my eyes and was like, I'm not gonna be paying attention to her like that. Next thing you know, she was hanging out a little bit and she said, we about to leave. So they left and I was sitting there chilling with my dude by the name of Lee. And we was a little bit chilling about going, and next thing you know, he said that she hit his phone and was like, is Lino still, what y'all doing, is Lino up? And he was like, yo, she messed up your name. I said, man, maybe she was just texting and didn't text right properly. And he was like, oh, well, whatever. And he said, anyway, she want to know what you doing. I said, tell her nothing. So the next thing you know, she came back through. The next thing you know, she came through. And she was like, I know you got a studio, let's record something. So we started recording, blazing a little something while she was sipping and drinking. Made history.
Oh.
Yeah, man, y'all body language confusing, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, mad confusing, man, like. Sometimes
the brother
don't even know what you really trying to do, you know what I'm saying? Like what kind of signs you giving off? What kind of messages you sending, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Let me know what's good. You know what I mean? I'm lost sometimes. I be getting mixed feelings. Word up. Word.
Judging from your body language.
Your body language. Your voice. Judging from your body language. Body. Are you making a choice? Word up. Yeah. Word. Yeah. Word. Word. Is you moist? Or are you trying to make a choice to make a decision? Yo. Imagine us sitting and walking around the sand on the beach. You sitting back in the chair and imagine me making love to your head. As my words go inside of your ears and you look at the oceans and the waves as they go back and forth and on the shore and we watching that moon come up and I'm talking about the sunrise. Look at the sunset making everybody be wondering how is that really going on like that. Man, I'm a little bit in my mind about. You moist?
Yeah.
Or is you making the right choice, you know what I mean? Word up. Man, I mean, I can't tell what you want to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, 1 minute, I think you moist, you know what I mean? But then, it's like, oh no, it's like you ain't made a choice yet. So anyway, as I imagine myself caressing you and sitting you down addressing you, taking my time with you. We just sitting back doing what we always do, being the grown folks like we always do. I'm talking about we can sip on them exotic drinks. I'm talking about look at things as we come through to make you wanna think. I can do a little thing to you to make you feel like I wanna play. Maybe we can flirt a little bit that day. Word up. Word up. I mean, you making the choice, you know what I'm saying? I mean, for real. Word up. Word up. Word up. Word up. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I believe you more, you know what I'm saying? You made the right choice. Word up. Word up. As I smell the fragrance coming off your skin, and I think about the times that, man, you driving me crazy inside, within. I'm talking about the love and the butterflies in my stomach, moving up to the top of my heart quick. And I just imagine myself kissing you and licking you, eating you with cookie and cream ice cream, licking it off your body. I'm talking about things that make you want to go a little bit crazy and insane quickly. I guess that's the reason why I got you trembling for what I speak. Word up. You more. Word up. Yeah, yeah, no doubt. You definitely more. You know what I'm saying? Word up. Yeah. Word up. Man, sometimes, you know, a woman's body language, women's body language can mess with your head. 1 minute you can say they saying one thing, and they can mean another one. And then they can mean another one and say another thing. You know what I mean? Man, for real, man, like...
Uh-huh. Oh.
It's like, you never know, man. Sometimes a woman body language make you feel like they want to bomb you. Or maybe you never know. It can confuse you, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Moving in angles horizontal like you never ever seen here before. Mommy on the wall, doing banana split with her gelatin. Enough to make niggas thugs, pimps, gangsters, players, single married men start yelling. Throwing money on the floor, look at mommy on the wall. Horizontal one leg, lipping her jello like you want me to quit, yo? Hell no, other individuals can't handle what you show. Turn it over to me, I love all types of jello, all places.
Uh-huh.
All my mommies to the right, know how to make your ass shake, walk like jello, they
come
right,
on,
alright. All my mommies to the left, know how to represent with your girls, you know, you know, yes, yes.
Come
all my mommies to the right, know how to make your ass shake, and walk like jello, they alright, alright.
Come
all my
on,
to the left, know how to represent with your girls, you know, you know, yes, yes.
Yeah.
All my mommies to the right, know how to make your ass shake, and walk like jello, they alright, alright.
Come
all
on,
all my mommies to the left, know how to represent with your girls, you know, you know, yes, yes. All my mommies to the right, know how to make that ass shake.
Toe. I wake up every day and I'm breathing strong. I ain't worried about things that's happening in reality and situations. The only thing it is, I'm looking at the present, the gift under the reality tree. So I go under the reality tree like Christmas, waiting for Saint Nick. But yo, I guess G-O-D is Saint Nick to me. So the presence to me is like a gift and a beautiful treasury. So everything that I do, everywhere I be, I don't worry about what's gonna happen. I just sit back and I just keep meditating. All I can do is just be me. All I can do is just be me. Yeah. Yeah, now I'm at the situation, trying to figure out how I'ma get myself out of different locations. I'm talking about tangling of different situations that I deal with, that I'm juggling with. Trying to figure out how I'm gonna keep making my moves. But inside of my brain, I see the molecules are moving through, and my new medulla oblongata is coming through, circulating to all I can do is just be me. I don't care about the other cats in the industry, the other people in the street. I don't care about people doing things that been misbehaving, cause all I can do is just be me.
Can't y'all see?
All I can do is just be me. Yeah, I know I got to keep going, moving on. It don't matter if my dad or my family, nobody is trying to support me. Long as I'm getting the support from G-O-D, and Jesus is following me and guiding me through the light and the darkness. It don't matter how many people try to start. Y'all should have seen that I'm whispering in your ears with thoughts, just like my name was Benjamin. All I can do is just be me. All I can do,
come on, man,
is just be me.
What up, everybody? This is 39 in the building. Tonight, Subject is going to be on, as y'all know, they'll be on the tags of the radio show. The tags y'all be seeing on here, I kind of cover the tags of the radio show. And so tonight, the subject is going to be on God, joy, and happiness, man. You know what I mean? That's one of the tags that's in the radio show, bulletin area up here, and it's down in the tags at the bottom as well. God, joy, and happiness, man. God, joy, and happiness. So start off first, man. When it comes to God, man, you know. And this is like my first time actually talking about this on Windy Wednesdays. And y'all now in tune into the WIBSradio.com show. And now it's subject time. And as I said, tonight's subject is going to be on God, joy, happiness. You know what I mean? And I want to start it off like saying that God is everywhere. You know what I mean? Everywhere. He be in places that sometimes people don't think he be at. You know what I mean? And he definitely bless people in places where people don't think people get blessed at. You know what I mean? And along with that, he's, as I said, he's everywhere, and you never know, what time where he'll arrive and when he's going to make something happen, a major big miracle in somebody's life, and send blessings to people's life, and send blessings to people, and how he comes to have his son on 24/7 duty to make sure that that people, you know, get out of life what they're supposed to get out of. And, you know, and then sometimes, you know, God has this way of letting his will be done. And sometimes the will sometimes don't turn out like we, you know what I mean, like we expect it to turn out. Like, for instance, say for instance, you praying for something. Say you're praying for a miracle. You're praying for a blessing or something. Something to happen, and you want an answer from it. And you need an answer from it. And you're praying so many days and so many nights, so many years, and you just want this answer. You need this answer. You know, this prayer to be answered. And sometimes you get an answer that you didn't really expect and really didn't want to get. Like, so you pray for a loved one and something about a loved one to come back, or for family members, or for a financial blessing, or a physical blessing, you know, a health blessing, you know what I mean? And you be waiting for that answer to come back, and when that answer come back, it's not the answer that you expected to receive, the one that you was expecting to receive, you know what I mean? You was expecting to receive a different kind of answer, but either way it go, you know, God answered your question. Well, he answered your prayer. And sometimes it's hard to recognize when your prayer got answered because you wasn't really expecting it to come in that kind of form, but it came in that form, man, you know? And like, you know, for me, things has been a real big challenge. And, you know, I mean, you know, I go to the church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, man, every Sunday. And our like, I think it was Sunday school or priesthood. I think it was priesthood. We talked about letting God prevail in your life. And it's like, you know, sometimes you have to discipline yourself to prepare yourself to continue letting God prevail in your life, man. And it's like you often sometimes wonder about why certain answers of prayers that you pray for come in a different form or get an answer. And like, for instance, me, you know, I have this thing going on where I got this loneliness thing, you know, like, I don't like being lonely. And like at this moment right now, I just, you know, I'm all alone out here in West Virginia. And when it rains, I be really more lonely. When it snows, I be really more lonely. You know what I mean? And not miserable, but lonely. And, you know, it's like right now it's cold. Like, the weather right now is like, man, it's like 40, it's down to 45 degrees right now. And, like, in my living room, so my apartment, like, I stay way up the third. You might as well say I'm up in the upper room. I'm up high. Like, I can see the moon. I can see the stars. I'm, like, way up high. I'm like, literally looking over Paramount, West Virginia. Like, looking over it. You know what I mean? Like, at night when I look out my window, I can see the mountains clear out there. And I'm, like, high as the mountains right now. And it's, like, most of my days, you know, when I'm not doing the radio show, you know, and with me fighting the vasculitis disease thing, you know, I often just sitting here and ponder myself, you know, and, you know, I know it's time for me to get back in the studio and record again, but it's like, here lately, I've been going through a little bit of pain back and forth, because I don't know if too many people know about the vasculitis disease, but, you know what I mean, it often bothers you. And the crazy part about it is really weird that it can affect your heart. Last time I went to go see my rheumatologist doctor, she asked me, like, have you been having any chest pains in your heart, you know, anything like that? And I was like, no, but, like, here lately, I've been, you know, feeling, you know, that stuff she was talking about. And she was like, long as you're not having that, we okay. And it's like, you know, it's like a life-threatening disease. You know what I mean? And I know when I got my infusion, my two infusions for this 6 months, and I got my third COVID-19 booster shot, you know what I mean? And so I'm good with that. But, you know, long story short, man, I mean, a few years ago, I didn't have this problem. You know what I mean? And of course, it's like now I'm 42 years old, you know, so like, you know, you never know what your body gonna be like before you leave this world, you know? And like me, I mean, before any of this, I was the most famous hip hop artist. Been in magazines, been on red carpets, which I'm going to play the red carpet songs tonight, which is Currency Finale and Microphone Unknown. Microphone, everybody can go check that out on Spotify under Mr. 239 Blast 37. And the song Jello that you heard earlier, you can go check that out on Spotify under Mr. 239 Blast 37. And, I shot movies, man. I performed in churches. My songs, everything, man. And it's like, for something to hit me like this, just this year, it kind of took me down. And, you know, it wasn't something that I really prayed for. And I mean, before I had osteoporosis, you know, bone disease, but this right here now, and you know what I mean? So, I mean, but, I mean, I don't really let that stuff drag me down, man. I just try to stay, you know, full with energy, man, and just know that God loved me, man, and, like, my father loved me, you know what I mean? Even though he got murdered before I was born, a lot of people probably don't know this, but yeah, for people that know it, my father got brutally murdered before I was born, and his name was Wilton Collins Jones. He was a 32nd degree mercenary. He was a Mason. And all I have from him is a certificate, what people see on my Facebook page at the background of me. It's 32nd degree clip that I walk around with on me. Like, it's kind of like, it's like an angel with me to stay with me no matter what circumstances I'm facing. And then I got his pin on the top of my hat that I wear with me. And it's his 50-year pin that when he was a Mason for like 50 years. And it's like, you know, sometimes when I go through things, I know he comes to visit me. And he tell me, you know, just don't worry. You know, you came from a strong person like me, you know, and you can make it, you can maintain. I mean, because it's really been rough, man, you know, piles of bills on myself and been fighting this disease, man. It's been really crazy, man. Like, but I just, all I know is that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, man, they teach men to become self-reliant, man. And I say to myself, like, man, I'm fighting this crazy disease, you know. How am I going to be so self-reliant, you know, and all that stuff, man. Like, but, you know, that's just how God works. He works in mysterious ways, man. You know what I mean? He works in mysterious ways, and sometimes the cards that we get out of deck of life, man, that's something that we have to accept. And I think the most hardest thing in life to deal with is acceptance. Once you accept it, and it's like, you know what I mean? Like, you hear the dude that plays football, that, you know, quit. A dude that could play basketball, but never went out for it. A dude that used to run, moving across the stages. You know, hardcore mode, like performing with my microphone, and like now it's like, I don't know, it's like God wanted me to take a rest. I don't know why, like, you know what I mean? But I still be recording in the studio. I still be lacing tracks, as y'all heard. And so, you know, I just want to sum it up and say, you know, God work in mysterious ways, and sometimes when we pray for things, we don't get the answers that we expected of God, but we did get an answer. And God is everywhere, and he always, he may not come when you want him, but he always on time, you know? So my next thing is very important, joy. Next subject, joy, man. This is an exciting one. Now, everybody know that when you feel joy, that's the most greatest thing you can feel. That's next to happiness. But the difference about joy is, it's a feeling that you feel you can have it within yourself. And it can make you feel really good, feel really great, you know? And along with joy comes positivity. You know, the more joy you feel, the more you bring it out of you, the more you can attract that joy. And then you got people sometimes that try to steal your joy away from you. And I want to get into talking about that. Like, it's crazy. You can feel all this joy, you know. Have you ever been in a situation where you walk into a place or you somewhere getting you a drink, a coffee, water, you're at a restaurant getting ready to order your meal. You getting ready to get your food. And you could be in line getting ready to do it. And somebody just comes in. It could be a customer getting ready to order some food. And they just come in and you can just feel when they come in that they got this cloud over their head, like a thunderstorm coming down. And your whole joy just gets sucked out of you. And you can, and it's before the person even react, male or female. And right when they react and show how the dark cloud and the thunderstorms over their head, man, you just feel like it just drains you, sucked all the energy away like some kind of anxiety vampire. And it's like, you're like, man. And you go, you get your food, you go sit down, and you're still trying to keep that little bit of joy that you had that was – That big part of joy that was in you when you first went in, and you got these trying to hold up to that little bit of joy, and all of a sudden that person gets their tray and goes sit down on the opposite side of you, but on the opposite side of the restaurant, and all of a sudden you can just hear them grumbling, not only just grumbling but. Attitude mode, attitude, not being grateful and anything, just complaining about something. And it's like that can suck all your joy away from you. And then you think to yourself, man, this person should be glad today, waking up to see another day. That they even able to come in this restaurant and buy them something to eat. Some people can't even do that. And they appreciate and the gratitude of just being able to wake up, you know, and that's another joy of life, man. You know, that's why I really don't let the vasculitis disease take me under too much, because long as I lay down in my bed at night and I made a habit, like I told the teacher in priesthood this Sunday, that I done made a habit. Regularly, I just close my eyes at any time and just pray, you know, and just constantly made it a habit, because I never know what's in store for the next minute, the next hour when it comes to me. And so, like, when I wake up in the morning and God wake me up, you know, and that'd be the greatest joy for me. That's my time to start my day over, to try to at least improve on something that was a fall to me the day before. You know, what happened the day before is gone. That's all gone. You know what I mean? And I mean, you know, so like, if there's anybody out there, man, anybody that be listening, people that be listening to me and stuff, you know, my one advice to you is don't ever let nobody steal your joy away, man. Because that's all you had, other than the happiness, which I'm gonna go talking next. Then I'm gonna go back playing music and stuff. You know, don't let nobody steal your joy away. You know, and don't nobody tell you that you ain't gonna be able to succeed in doing nothing. And if you're doing something and it make you feel a lot of joy, and you exercising your joy and your bliss and all that stuff and all the things that you know, that goes with you, stuff that makes you feel joy. Don't let nobody steal your joy. You know, whatever it is that giving you that joy, man, keep doing whatever that is to keep you doing that joy. As long as it ain't hurting nobody or causing effect to nobody. And my next thing, and then I'm gonna go play some music, man. I'm gonna be playing Frankie Beverly Amaze, that goes with the last subject I'm gonna talk about. Next thing is happiness, man. Happiness is something that is a great feeling. There's something that keeping you happy, feeling your happiness, and it's something that keeps you happy 24/7. Keep that happy feeling, man. You know, it's kind of like that Peter Pan Well, the Hook movie, man. You know what I mean? Like having a happy thought, you know, and a happy thought can take you a long way than a bad one or than a negative one. You know, the more happy thoughts you express and put out, the more happy thoughts you're going to be able to get back to you and receive. Like, I got the DVD called The Secret. And as everybody know, I be playing The Secret on this radio show for a reason. For that reason, because, like, here lately, I haven't been watching it, but I was watching it a few months ago. And I've been trying to and been, you know, regularly keeping happiness inside of my mind and inside of my heart, you know, as best as I can. And it's one thing about happiness, man. You feel that from the full extent, man. It's something that fuels your heart. It's something that makes your mind feel like it's in a great state of mind of something that, as long as you feel that happiness, that can keep your emotions flowing in a balanced mode. Once you start feeling sad and down and depressed, it can drag you down. So with happiness, you know, it's something that everybody can feel and maintain to have. But it's up to every different individual on what it is they do to keep them filled with happiness. It's up to them individuals, man. And, you know, sometimes money makes people happy. And I think that's a real messed up thing, because what happens is a crisis happens and you can't get no money like that. What if you no money come to you? Then where your happiness come to you? You know, sometimes jewelry make people happy. When you're jewelry, you can't get no more jewelry. Where your happiness gonna be at? Sometimes materialistic things make people happy. When you don't have that material thing, where your happiness gonna be at? Like, you have to have something multi to, you have to have a multi-talent mind to, you know, based off of what can make you happy. Don't just balance your happiness off of one object in the world before you try another one. Like me, I had to really tap in to find out where my happiness could be at, because my joy and my happiness used to be going out, grabbing microphones, being in front of a crowd of strangers. Now, this, I know this sounds strange, being out in front of a ton of strangers and telling them my song, telling them my story, reaching the crowd. That was joy and happiness for me, man. It was the most happiness and joyful moment for me. And when it got snatched away, I felt like I had retired. I felt like people feel when they retire. They say, what's the two R's in the world that, which R in the world do you hate the most? Regret or retirement? And I'm just quoting some of the stuff from the Kill Bill movie, but that's all good. I'm still bringing in reality, and that really is reality, man. And this is Reality Situation Music, WIBSRadio.com. Me, I used to look at it as retirement, because when it comes to regret, there wasn't no regret. Because everything I did to the fullest. I did to the strength. I did to the edge. I did to the hardest. I did to the blood, sweat, and tear. You know what I mean? So it wasn't regret, but it was retirement. Because I felt like when no more me being on stage, no more me being, you know, on the stage running, singing my song, performing my stuff, being in front of strangers, performing my stuff, it felt like I had retired. And I haven't did that in, last time it was done, I could say in front of a lot of strangers, is when I did a bike rally I did a bike rally when I say the North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and I was on my porch, and all the bikers be out there, and it's like they shut down the street where I had stayed at. I stayed like a block away from the beach. The beach was like down the street. Like when you go out my door, you go right out, the ocean was right down here. I stayed right on the ocean. So like, and when bike rallies would come, that was my favorite time because I would get out there on my porch. My porch would become a stage, and I would be in front of all these strangers performing my songs, and it'd be crowded out there. People would be out there. You know what I mean? And it's like when that kind of went away, I kind of felt like a piece of me died. But, you know, now I got a different kind of happiness, and that happiness is that now I'm doing what I always love to do, is letting everybody hear, you know, my feelings, my thoughts over this radio station here. And I definitely thank NBC for definitely sponsoring WIBSradio.com. And I know y'all still be listening and keeping tabs about everything. And, you know, I once had 13,000 listeners on the super famous Merc Era 79 Show 8 Virals. And it kind of hurt me because that was my joy and my happiness, because I had to start all the way over, but I'm working my way up. I officially got 214 sub listeners now, and, you know, that's better than having zero. So I know out there that my voice is counting for somebody, and somebody out there is enjoying the show, and I know that people listen across seas. I know people listen in America and listen all over. And it would be nice. My next goal is to reach 20,000 listeners. You know what I mean? I was at the 13,000 mark. So I feel that I can go farther and everything. And I know I can make it happen. So, that's my subject on God, joy, and happiness. Man, whatever you're doing, that ain't hurting nobody, and that's not going to be man-made taken away, and it's keeping you happy, full of happiness, man. You know, just keep doing that, whether male or female, child, baby, mother, you know, father, daughter, I mean, son, you know, brothers, siblings, grandfather, grandmothers, I mean, whatever it is, you know, just keep that happiness in it, man. And remember, whatever you're doing in life, feel happiness for it. You know, be happy about it. Because with happiness, you gain love for something. And when you gain happiness and love for something, you're going to enjoy doing it 24/7. And that was my subject on that. And be back later on with, you know, a killer freestyle session like I always do. And turn it over to Merc 79. You are now in tune into WIBSradio.com, the station where reality slaps you in the face and knocks you on the behind. Wham! Welcome to Windy Wednesdays, and we are getting ready to play Frankie Beverly Amaze. Happy feeling. You guys remember? And you girls, remember, to always keep happy feelings, and it'll take you farther than sad and miserable and sad feelings. Bam!
mind and my heart. I believe in love, and these happy feelings, I'll spread them all over the world. From deep in my soul, I wish you happy feelings.
Toucan Sam?
Want to see the Fruit Loops world?
Yeah!
Follow me!
Wow! Look at that! Awesome! Can we come back?
Just follow your nose!
Fruit Loops, part of a complete breakfast.
Thank you. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, yo, turn me up a little bit, son. I don't even hear nothing right now. Hey, yo, turn me up a little bit, man. Hey, yo, man, these people need to hear me, man. Word up. These people need to hear me right now, man. Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money. Get money, get it, money, get money. Get it, money, get money, get money. Get money, get money, get money. Get money, get money, get money.
All black by Chevy. Two in the front, two in the black mask in the back, on the right side of my ass, looking for the ass, cause we about to spray the ass. I ain't talking spray paint, I'm talking lead paint, taking lead brand paint, leave them leaking like holes in the water bed, leave them dead, let them catch the bullets in the shell, blood smoke looking like a fog. We ain't gon' stop, send anybody look, pushing like lasagna, call me your honor, you just got convicted, death was the penalty, fresh to pieces, every time I spit, chop the pieces, throw so legendary, guess what, put the paper down, yeah I'm so deadly, cause I want my mother money and I ain't talking funny, I gotta show my mother image to these niggas.
Get money, get money, get money. I'm all about the cream, I'm all about the team.
I'm gonna do it real quick. I gotta record this right here.
High roller, high roller, high roller. I'm a high roller, and it don't matter where I'm going. I said I'm a high roller, and it don't matter where I'm going. I said I'm like the rolling Russian roulette. I'm a high roller, and it don't matter where I'm going. I said I'm a high roller, roller, high 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 roller.
Looking at hands will be. I can see two of me starting to kiss the lips of strawberries. How juicy, while rubbing tips of blueberries. I feel you as you speak like ooh hairy. My clothes take them off, please. Using tongue, touching between. How fruity, this love between you and me. Sharing grew like a seed to make other women wonder to themselves, when could it be? You with me, close your eyes, visualize you was with me. Creamed in your panties, thank you hugging me. But it was just sheets. Let my words take a journey through your head while you lay asleep in your bed. Thinking softly to yourself about fantasies you never had. Cause you to cry, eyes red, night desire. Let my words take a journey through your head while you lay asleep in your bed. Thinking softly to yourself about fantasies you never had. Cause you to cry, eyes red, night desire. Let my words take a journey through your head.
This has been my main desire. This is my main desire. One note, two note, three note, four note, five note, six note, seven note. As I look up at the sky at daytime and look at the moon at nighttime, go back into my mind, deep down in the thoughts where I go to my medulla oblongata. Not think about the reason that I first fell in love with this feeling that I've been doing with my career for a long time. I'm talking about different sections. I'm talking about times that I didn't have much to live for, didn't have much to deal with, and ways to feel things that come in my life make me feel like I couldn't even feel no kind of touches. Like the world paralyzed me, made me feel like everything in life was a little bit dying to me, and everything inside of me started dying easily. I rise up when I grab the air my seat, and I started revealing everything deep inside of me, out of my heart and from out of my mind and from out of my GUT. That's what kept me going, kept everybody dozing, wondering what was the reason that I kept on doing everything that I was doing, because that music kept me going. I'm talking about every time that I was doing everything, I kept on making moves. And I remember I used to don't want to go to sleep at night unless I had a boombox going loud, and that was my way to keep me meditating. At times that I was sitting back and I was like, man, I can't go to sleep. It was like a repeat of somebody stuck wanting to listen to the radio. At nights I used to have the speakers in my ear just to help me go to sleep, so I could go to sleep and dream about a whole bunch of things quick. And instead of sleep, I started counting notes quick. This has been my main desire. You better believe everything that I'm talking about. Yeah, for a long time, I'm talking about things that been going on ever since my mind. This been my main desire, kept me going every time when this world had me zoning. This been my main desire. I'm talking about times that I was a little bit sad and feeling sorrow much. Every time I kept going on, I'm talking about people used to be like, what's going on with him? Is it the reason why he been acting the way he been acting? Why he won't come out that room? What is he doing? What is he up to? I don't think he even doing anything to do with school. Nah, I'm not a fool. So all you dudes out there better understand, yo, I've been approving everything that I've been doing. Look at my times I used to sit back in the room and just snap my fingers and be like, man, I got the rhythm going enough. And that's all I need. A lot of people used to be like, man, he's sitting in the room too long, too many hours. What is he gonna succeed? What he proceed to do?
what he believes is true. And man, I used to go out sneaking late at night, just to go grab a microphone and hang in the streets at night. And rock and let the crowd feel everything that I was saying outright. Everybody used to be like, man, what is he doing? Why is he still doing that? It don't seem like he getting nowhere. But they don't understand, even though they were thinking I wasn't getting nowhere. Man, I got farther than anybody could compare. Told that they can match everything that I've been doing. Every time I've been representing, that's all out there wondering the situation. Got everybody hazarding. Yeah, and instead, like I said, instead of counting sheep, I've been counting notes. Yeah, it's still my main desire. Every time I was going through things that made me feel like that was that much. This is my main desire when I was feeling a whole bunch of sorrow much. I'm talking about times that I didn't have nobody around me. Didn't have nobody that make me feel like I was lit up quickly. I'm talking about it went together just like that. That's why it's been my main desire. Main desire, even when I was down, feeling a little bit lonesome, a little bit down much. Y'all know what it is. Get out of the way. You know what, man? I'm gonna tell you something right now. You know what? Got y'all stuff out of here.
Hey, watch out, man.
Boom, there was
was a king, a king, no, didn't know it's from gravity. I became master with so many resemblance on point 239 chambers to deliver great touch, life wheel system full of Viagra. On my Johnson, y'all stay upon it. Here I'm coming, since you're not thinking, with head sense abusing your mouth instead. Swallow the self click. I told y'all in 90s, my styles are unfound, like something without an exception.
Yo,
I be saying some, you know what I mean? All y'all wondering what I be puffing on?
Listen to the song.
The stock market went through the roof today. No one seems to have predicted this, so it's hard to know where it's heading.
Yo, check it, Mr. 239 always make his move while everybody didn't think I was gonna keep calculating. While a lot of people sit around be jacking, see what I'm saying? Reminds me of a whole bunch of people masturbating. Thought that they could stop the operation. Rude is born records, keep it moving, moving around, getting rich, speak that flavor flow that will slip and slide around. Call me with the grease flow, taking it back around and be a foreign speaker, foreign speaker, foreign rhymer. It don't matter who for y'all, y'all getting blowed out when it's time up. Y'all know, yeah, when it's time for 239, always know how to climb up. Just like it seems like people wanna break a problem, like I'm gonna be stopping, like I'm gonna be like, man, it's too many stoplights in front of me, night turns to green. While all y'all out there know when I represent, yeah, I be representing, and I keep that target up like the Z. Yeah. Every time Mr. 239 gets ready to rock on the floor, everybody thought that it could stop the way that we're gonna blow. Well, I don't know how we're gonna get the floor, get pick up. Everybody don't know in floor, Mr. 239 hit the floor. Yeah, coming in to make all, everybody wanna go to the right and the left, let's go. While everybody thought the way that they do it, what's gonna bless that flow, test that flow, get y'all off. Feel like we gon' move around, we gon' go around just like we doing it, like we dancing on Saturday. Everybody see how we move. Acting, make everybody start saying, yeah, yo, check it. Too many stars out there be acting, so I'm gonna keep on moving with the galaxy flowing. While all y'all out there be sitting around, be yoing, yo ho, audioing, not mowing, my time ain't knowing. Y'all know, yeah, I ain't keep on flowing. Yeah, I'm gonna keep it going the way everybody didn't know, the way I keep on stroking. I keep the flow jumping, the music moving. I'm moving just like I'm moving through satellites. Just like I'm a dish, call me a satellite when it's time for me to spit. Everybody know when it's Mr. 239, come for that rock the floor. Man going in, everybody know. Come when they say they can stop it, go. Who gets by there, everybody ain't gonna take off. Everybody say that they bound to get caught. Everybody think I'm a tigger, but they every man take everybody won't be seen. We gon' be taking, we take on the floor. Everybody say they won't come to the floor. Don't wanna try to stop it, they roll. 239, get ready to blow, blow. Everybody know that we ain't giving the goal. Nobody wanna come to get so cold. Yeah, grab like a chokehold. Everybody act like, yo, it's so. When it's time for me to come in, everybody wanna keep jumping like we on a pogo. Keep it moving like a disco ball. Mr. 239, call me a reflector. Call me hologram inside of the instrumenter. Instrumental. Why all y'all out there don't know how I keep coming through with that foreign and flow? Why all y'all be sitting around coming with that all the type of flow? That's the way I like to go. Everybody know when it's time for the dude to come in. Every time I light up the show, yeah,
This live listening party over, like everybody know how when it's time to go, yo, go. Everybody know when it's time for the 239. Everybody get it slow. Don't know when we come. Everybody say they coming, gone, yeah, gone, yeah.
Amen.
You know what?
Man, we
yeah,
on
the
I forgot what I was doing.
I'm feeling lovely. Hey, this cup was running over like bubbling. When y'all passed out, that's when y'all had enough. I'm feeling lovely. This cup was running over like bubbling. When y'all passed out, that's when y'all had enough for me. Yo, dude, that's one dope track, dude. You know what I'm saying, Bob?
Yeah, dude.
It's like one of those tracks right there. I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. The way you know you had enough for me, when I see you pass out and fall down to what you need.
Hey, man.
Yo, dude, that ain't how it goes, dude. It goes, I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. When y'all passed out, that's when I know y'all had enough of me. Well, you don't do it anyway,
yeah,
dude. This is the one dope track, man. This 239 is like really rocking this party tonight, dude. Man,
hey,
dude,
man,
how do you know he's gonna sing that song tonight, dude?
Hey, man,
guys, dude, like one of his hits off
the Applejack
here, man.
Music, dude.
I know Applejack wants to be over there.
The track is lovely, dude.
You supposed to hear that.
That's the name of the track, dude. That's what it's called.
Applejack wants to be over there.
Yeah, man, this party's slamming right now, dude.
Well,
you just wait till Mr. 239 get on stage, dude.
I know my girl is
more slamming than this,
dude. I know my girl is,
you know.
I'll tell you.
I brought my camera, dude.
I'm taking all the
cash, man. I brought a whole bunch of paper, dude.
So, man,
you know what,
you can sign my autograph,
I
too,
told
dude.
You I didn't want you to come with me if you were going to do that.
All right. Everybody, I'm feeling lovely. My cup up running like bubbly. When you pass out, you had enough of me. I'm feeling lovely. My cup up running like bubbly. When you pass out, you had enough of me. I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. When I see you pass out, we had enough of me. 239 gonna get everybody, get up on the floor. Start jumping around, move your feet. Everybody acting like animals in the place. You wanna move around? Yeah, everybody up at the ball. Talking about yo, where that star at? Mr. M.R. at? That's the way I represent. Make everybody feel like they wanna fall back. Get up and move to the right, move to the left. Move around everybody, every female and dude, do your best. Y'all know how we be representing. 239 up in the building. Got everybody feeling everything that I've been feeling. That's the way I got them. Everybody start shaking, start dancing. I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. When y'all pass out, that's when you had enough for me. I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. Yeah, that's when you know you had enough for me. Yo, 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 I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. When you pass out, that's when you had enough for me. I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. Just when you had enough for me. When everybody start passing out, plus they sweating out to they hear me. The 239 represent on the beat. Got everybody moving around from city to city. I'm talking about from the north, south, east, west. When it's time for me to represent, everybody get up and start dancing. Yeah, I see you on the pole. Start moving around, yeah, there you go. Round and round and round you go. When it's time for the 239 to roll. Every time be representing on the show. Everybody move around, you know how we go. How the sound goes, everybody get ready, keep on moving. Y'all know what we doing. I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. When you pass out, that's when you had enough for me. I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. Just when y'all pass out, you had enough for me. Yeah, I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. When you pass out, that's when y'all had enough for me. I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. When you pass out, that's when you had enough for me. Yeah. Yo, yo, get up and stop kicking down. Get up and start moving around. When it's time for the 239 to get everybody wanna start coming up. Move around like you're a whole bunch of animals in the groove, in the line. They doing the calypso. Better yet, they doing that. Under the phone, walking.
Once you pass out, that's when you had enough of me. I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. Once you pass out, that's when you know you had enough of me.
Yeah,
yeah, dude, you know what? That's a good song, dude. I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. Once y'all start to pass out, that's when you know you had enough of me. I'm feeling lovely. When my cup running over like bubbly.
We got a problem.
That's when y'all start to pass out, guys. You had enough of me. Yo, dude, I told you, that ain't how it goes, dude. It goes, I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. When y'all start to pass out, that's when you know you had enough of me, dude. Yeah,
well,
dude, you know, I'm trying to go, dude.
Yeah, go ahead, yeah, go ahead, woo, yeah, that's right, yeah, yeah, my go to one time, my go to one time, my go to, I've been spitting lyrics from back in the back. Why most dudes feel like they get packed and packed? Thought they could stop everything that I represent. Make them all feel like they get packed and packed. Blow them back, put their head to make a format, drop them back. My dudes thought that they could stop everything I packed. Now y'all right there wondering who made the big pack. Yeah, Mr. 239 represent on spot. Yo, I've been representing and keeping it locked and keeping it hot. My most dudes thought that they could stop everything I represent. Quarter like a whole bunch of bullets from inside of a Glock. Why all y'all out there thought y'all could stop? Everything I've been up on, you better sit back, cause when it's time for me to represent, like I said, old school phases. Mr. 239 always representing on tracks and blazing. Up on the track with some real hip-hop formats, making all y'all feel like what I do. Am I represent? I'm a true lyricist. You better check out what I've been through. Yeah. Check out what I've been through. Check it. As I maintain the grip of MIC, telling the story about my life daily. As I represent, coming through with all types of poems. Where I'm on through so that they can stop what I've been on. Yeah, now y'all better start realizing. Man, I've been alive since this kid. Hip-hop game ahead. When it was time for me to represent, made you feel like a switch it on piece quick. We represent with facts that been on the spot. Where a lot of people thought they could stop what I did and I rocked. Man, I done rocked so many spots that a lot of people be trying to figure out why. I'm still maintaining to do that spit, maintaining to do that hit, maintaining to drop them tracks, drop them quick and simple and hit, throwing them all back. Yo, y'all know how I hit. We're always dropping them, make them feel like, yeah, y'all gonna get stopped, son. Anybody thought that they could stop the way that Mr. 239 run up in the game? You get dropped, son. So when it was time for me to represent old school phases, two lyricists in the building, y'all better check out what I've been through, been through, been through, been through, been through. Number two lyricists.
808
Cuts Down. Yeah, man, big ups to DJ Flip. Make the money flip.
Make the money flip.
Yo, sometimes I wish I was a kid again. I wouldn't have to worry about all the problems and weird situations. Talk about all the things that made me feel like sometimes that I want to just go back and close my eyes and snap my fingers and go back to the time when I first started writing my rhymes in my room with my pad and my pencil. And I started erasing all the things and I started writing more about my life. Things that made me feel like things was more exciting. Why a lot of people thought that they could stop the way that Mr. 239 was representing. Man, I've been doing this for a long time. Y'all better get prepared. Another 10, I'll be representing coming. Why a lot of people out there didn't understand that I maintain to keep on hitting. Man, I'ma keep on getting up in the spot. Why you people out there thought that y'all could stop anything that I've been into? Always continue to stay hot. I'm a mercury thrower. Spitting rhymes like I'm a mercury thrower. I wish I was a kid again. Wouldn't have to worry about the nonsense that I be dealing with. Man, I wish I was a kid again. I wish I was a kid again. Man, all the nonsense is always be making me feel like, man, I'm gonna keep on making it. Man, I ain't gonna worry about what nobody trying to bring at me with a whole bunch of nonsense. I remember my mom used to be in the kitchen cooking. I would be in the room cake making. On the karaoke machine recording. Man, I wouldn't even go to sleep at night. I remember I used to go to sleep with the microphone in my palm. I thought I rhymed all night long, man. It made me feel like I was relaxing, relaxing. That's the reason when I got away from all the mad situations. Yo, sometimes I wish I was a kid again. I wish I was a kid again. Wouldn't have to worry about all the weird situations. All the things that keep my mind wondering. Man, I wish I was a kid again. I wish I was a kid again. Wouldn't have to worry about the situations. I wish I was a kid again. Yo, I wish I was a kid again. Big up to DJ Flip, man. Word up. Word up.